Hi, Pat. How are you?
Good.
Doing good? I'm good. It's Friday, so that's a good sign.
Yeah.
So I hope you could enjoy the weekend every now and then, you know?
I know, yeah.
Hopefully. Well, I know that you've been talking here with Tara, and she does an amazing job explaining the outline of our program. She did want me to go over pricing details with you, and I know that you had a question like about on the searches, right? Like how many potential jobs, right?
Yeah.
So
I've never done anything like this before. So.
No? You've never considered being on Google?
No.
Oh, wow. Well, do you ever go on Google yourself?
I'm behind the times.
That's okay. Well, that's what we're here for, is to help you along the way. So are you familiar with the placement that we're talking about? We're talking about that first page placement where the local map section appears. It's when you do like a search for a restaurant or a tire shop, you see that map
that pops up.
Okay. That's where we do the placement, Pat, because it's there that we know. Yes. They don't even need to know you by name. Correct. How they're going to find you is by your services. Painting contractor, you know, painter near me, right? Interior painting, exterior painting. Okay? Make sense?
Right.
So far? Okay. Now, Tara mentioned 13 years, but just recently started online marketing. So before, were you just getting a lot of your work from word of mouth, and then now that's why you're kind of switching over to the online marketing? Tell me what happened.
Yeah. I got referrals from the paint store and stuff.
Okay.
But
I
kind of moved on from them.
Nice.
I'm kind of,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. And she told me you just recently signed up with Angie's. You paid like $700.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know exactly. I think they said $700, but they might be giving me something. I don't know. They might be giving me money back, or there might be, I don't exactly remember. I just wanted to get the start.
Get something out there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So no website, right? Do you ever go on Facebook yourself, though? Like, do you use Facebook?
I've had like my Facebook for a year, and I put like pictures of work on there. It didn't really get me anything.
Is it like a personal page
work
that you have, or
yeah,
is it, like,
it was just
one
a
set
personal
up for the business
page?
Oh, personal page. Okay, no worries.
So maybe that's
I'll tell
why.
You the reason. Yeah, and I'll tell you why I'm asking about Facebook, because what I would like to offer you, Pat, is our Platinum Package. Our Platinum Package, okay, it includes both Google and Facebook marketing, but the way that we do things here, we set our program where it's a fixed flat rate. Our program is month to month, and there's no contracts. But keep in mind that you're going to have potential clients calling you directly. With Angie's, they're going to send you a lead, right? So you're going to have to call that lead.
Yeah.
And we're talking about
charge per lead or something.
Every lead that you get, they're going to charge you, whether it converts into a job or not, and whether they call you or not. Like if they don't pick up the call when you call them, they're going to charge you for it. But you're also sharing that lead with like two or three other businesses. So that's why
maybe
they tell you.
Maybe you're the better gig. If I'm to get involved with online marketing, you might be the better.
I'm going to say yes because.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say yes because we're not just putting you on the first page of Google, Pat. We're going to list you on Bing. We're going to submit you to Yelp. You'll have a profile on Yelp, Apple Maps, and we're going to build you a business Facebook page. On Facebook, we're going to do Facebook advertising. So when someone does a search on Google for your services and they go to their Facebook page and they're just looking at their pictures or stories, your ad is going to pop up. It's going to appear. And it's like reminding them you were looking for a painter. Here's a company that offers that. So with those ads, we could retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. They click on that ad and they're calling you directly. A lot of our clients, I will tell you, have seen great results. But also, Pat, we will include a website too. I'm sure you've probably taken some pictures of some of your work, right, that you've done in the past, maybe some before and after photos? A few?
Sorry.
It's okay.
Yes, I never really made an effort, but I do have some. We're like,
perfect.
Hey, man, this job was like a pretty unique job, so I took a picture of it, or I have painted like a sign. I've never done that before. I had like raised lettering, you know, sometimes you see on the side of the road. So
yeah.
I did one of that. I thought that was neat. That's the only one I've ever done. It came out nice.
No way.
Like some huge like Victorian Cape May looking house.
Oh,
I took
wow.
a picture of that because that was like.
That's good.
The widow's watch and all the gingerbread stuff. I have a picture of that.
No way. That's awesome. So the reason that I ask you, Pat, about photos is because I would include a website for you. We'll actually build you a www.com website where we can showcase your work, write a biography about your company, and that website's also going to be attached where we list your business so that people can see the quality work that you do, and they also get to learn more about your company as well. And then we include what we call mobile platform. What that means is if someone is doing a search like from their iPhone or they're doing a search from their Android or tablet for a painter, they're going to find you on that first page of Google immediately. Basically, this package is covering all of your bases, okay? And I'm going to offer it to you at a discounted rate that I'm applying for being an established business. So you're going to be saving over 50%. Your monthly,
awesome.
The monthly flat rate for you is going to be $299 a month. It's going to come with just a one-time $99 setup fee, but that setup fee really is just to cover your programming. So for you to get started with this program today, you're going to pay $398 every month that you are with us, okay, with no contracts. You're only paying $299 a month. That's whether you get 50 calls, 100 phone calls, even if you landed a job and that job came out to a $15,000 job. We are not charging you a percentage. You are always paying just $299 a month. Okay?
Okay, cool.
For as long as you're with us.
Awesome.
Okay. Now, also with this program, it comes with a customized tracking and reporting system, so you don't have to take our word for it that it's working. Pat, you're going to be able to see what keywords, like what services you're listed for, how many times you came up in the search results, and you can also track the phone calls that you're getting from new customers. And if you want to go in there and add keywords or you just feel like running a promotion, right, you could change any of your content, but you're going to have a team here that is dedicated to your account. We actually assist you with all of it. So you can focus on your jobs. And all of this is going to start with me. I'm what's considered the lead on the account.
Okay.
So, yeah, as I mentioned, you know, it's a month-to-month program. There's no contracts. I mean, I think, Pat, it's something you want to take advantage of today. Give it a shot. That way we can prove it to you, right?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. So I want to send you everything in writing, and this is also where we send your receipt and any correspondence from us. So what would be the best email for you?
Pat Clark, the painter, at iCloud.com. I'll spell it.
Okay.
Pat, P-A-T.
Mm-hmm.
Clark, C-L-A-R-K-E.
Uh-huh.
The, T-H-E, painter.
Uh-huh.
P-A-I-N-T-E-R.
Uh-huh.
At iCloud.com.
Okay, perfect. I like the business name. It's got a good ring to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Pat the painter. Right?
Yep.
All right, so what I'm sending right now to you, there's going to be two emails that you're going to be receiving. Pat Clark, the painter, at iCloud.com. So this first email, they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. So this first email is going to say Google and Facebook marketing in the subject part. And it's outlining everything that I mentioned to you that's included in this package. Okay, the price being $299 a month, the one-time $99 setup fee, the website that's included, the first page placement results, so everything outlined. Now, this second one that I'm sending you, this one is labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So this one actually gives you an overview of our reporting system. So it's basically showing you how your results will look when you're tracking it with us. I want to make sure that I have it correctly because it came back to me saying that the address, I have it incorrect. P-A-T, so as your name, Pat, Clark.
Uh-huh.
C as in cat, L-A-R-K, right?
E at the end.
That's what I was missing. I knew
it. Yeah, like Clarky.
Oh, well, no wonder. Oh, my goodness, Nadine.
There you go.
How did I miss the E? Oh, Lord. I think I'm already on like weekend mode.
Oh, no, yeah.
You're
no,
like,
pre-game.
No. Huh. Well, you know, you're like the pregame. Oh, my gosh, you're so silly. That was when I was young.
Yeah.
Now
yeah,
I'm a grandma. Working. No pregame in here. No more. I know. Sometimes, like, my husband and I, our kids are, like, in their 30s and their 20s, right? Their early 30s. And I just look at them, and I'm like, you guys have no idea when you get to be my age, you're going to regret it. You know what I mean? The little bit of sleep, you know, out and about all the time.
Yeah, forget that.
Yeah. I'm like, now I need my beauty sleep. Okay, so
yeah,
I just sent those two emails.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, is your first name Patrick and you go by Pat? It's just for the account purpose here with us.
Yeah, my legal name is Patrick. But...
Oh, legal name is Patrick. Okay.
Yeah,
and your last name, is it Clark?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm putting in the notes that you go by Pat. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, this is really important, Pat. The number that you want listed for the business, is that going to be the 609-338-7215?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's my best.
And that's the best personal number for us to reach you too, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then the company name should read as Pat the Painter, correct? That's how you want
mm-hmm.
it listed? Okay.
Correct.
All right. And then on this phone number, do you also get text messages by chance?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to send you two text messages right now. The first one that's going to come through, it's going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my number and my extension. I'm the lead on the account, but I still like for you to also have my contact information for your records. And then this second text that you're going to receive, it's going to have the number to our customer service department. In fact, you're going to have a team that's dedicated to your account. So whenever you have a change, an update, a question, or a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department, and that's going to be our 877 number. I suggest that you save that in your contacts under local splash so that way you never lose our number. Now, we'll always have someone here for you to assist with any changes, updates, questions, or concerns. You contact customer service, and we're here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. You're actually 3 hours ahead of us. So we're always here for you 10 to 7. Okay?
Okay.
And then now Google's going to also send out a PIN code to you in the mail. And the PIN code is really what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So what address do you want them to mail it to? Do you want it sent to your home address? What Google would consider your home office?
I have... P.O. box. So I'm mooching off my parents right now because I just sold my house and I'm making settlement on a new one. So I'm like in limbo right now, but I do have a P.O. box.
So here's what I would recommend, okay? Because Google, here's one thing, they won't pin verify you at a P.O. box, okay? But because you're what's considered a home office, right? You go to them. Nobody comes to you. You don't have a storefront. No one comes to buy product from you. So businesses like yourself are PIN verified at a home address. Now the address will be completely hidden because Google does not want any home addresses showing on Google. So we hide the address. Okay. Just an FYI. Uh-huh. So I know Angie's, I don't know why they do that, but they show home addresses, and I don't know why they do that. But
yeah,
your address would be hidden. So what address do you want them to mail it to? It can't be the P.O. box because, and I'll tell you why, a lot of businesses use P.O. boxes, and if they PIN verified everyone at a P.O. box, it would be suspending accounts and kicking everybody off of their Google profile. So that's why they don't do it.
Okay.
So what address do you want to use to receive that PIN code to?
I mean, I'm making settlement like on the 12th of this month. But really that's like an Airbnb technically. I mean,
basically, and I'll tell you what the PIN code is going to look like. You can. All this, all right, listen, their address shows nowhere on there, and basically what's going to happen is you're just getting, it looks like a postcard. Yes, that's
okay.
It.
Okay.
Right, the address for them?
Yeah. 101.
Uh-huh.
Old New York Road.
Uh-huh.
Port Republic. New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
Trying to remember the zip code. It's
is
been
it
so
zero,
long.
It's coming up for me as
08241.
Yeah, 08241 is what it comes up as. That's the suggestion it gave me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And don't worry, I'm going to make sure this address is hidden. Okay?
Cool.
All right. Now, for the billing pack. So the card that you're using today for that payment, is it in your name, the business name? Does it have both?
I have multiple cards. I could give you my business credit card.
Whichever one that you want to use, because this is going to actually be the one that we have on file. So it's whatever card you want to use. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Let me get to that if you don't mind.
No worries. That's okay. Take your time. And while you're doing that, I'm going to be looking at our schedule because I want to schedule your client interview with our technician. And that client interview, basically what we do is we block out an hour, but I want to make it at a time that's going to be convenient for you. And all we're doing in that client interview is talking to you about the website, your keywords, the areas that we're targeting. It's really where the magic is going to happen. Okay. And I'd like to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. Now, with the client interview, we block out an hour, but it can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer. It just depends on how many, like, questions or details you have, right? How does your schedule look for today? I have an appointment as late as your time between 5 and 6. Would that time work for you?
Yeah, you said that's for a phone call?
Yeah, that would be for your client interview today with the technician.
Okay.
Would that
yes,
time
sir.
Work for you? Yeah?
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
Oh, perfect. Okay, then let me put you in real quick for that before someone snags that appointment from me because I feel up pretty
okay.
bad.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we're doing it today because let me tell you something. The quicker we get you through that client interview, the faster we're moving. Okay?
Good.
So I'm going to send you just this invite. You don't need to do anything with it. I'm just going to be sending it to you, letting you know that your client interview is going to be today between 5 and 6 o'clock. And we'll actually, Pat, we'll be calling you from an 877 number. So you just want to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. And if when we call you, you're in the middle of something and you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the phone and let us know and we'll call you right back. I'll also send you the reminder an hour before, too, just in case if it slips your mind. Okay?
Okay.
Let me do this because I put you at the wrong time. Hold on. Let me delete this one and re-add you to the other one. Give me just a second here. I hit the 2 to 3 our time, which would make it 5 to 6 for you. All right. How's your guys' weather right now? Ours has been stormy.
It's okay. Where are you at?
We're in California, and right now we're having thunderstorms and lightning. Yeah, it came out of nowhere. I'm like, really?
Probably like upper 40s right now. So.
Right. Yeah. Right now we're, and you're not even going to believe this. Next Friday, it's supposed to be in the 90s. So it's going to go from like 50 to 90s. I'm like, oh my gosh. I don't know whether to break out with the flip flops or the boots. I'm like, I don't even know what outfits to be wearing right now. This is driving me crazy.
You're all over the place, Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get days like that sometimes here. Not that
drastic, really?
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, we had some friends over for dinner, and we were walking them out, and I was like, oh, my gosh. It was like ice. But for us, ice is like in the 60s, right? For you guys, I know it's a lot different.
That's like how people react in Florida.
Yeah. You're so right. Okay, I just resent you your invite. And, Patrick, the name you said on the card is, are you using your business card or?
Let me bust that out here.
And I probably only need like about 7 more minutes of your time because I know you're working too, and then we should be all done.
Nah, cool. Yep, I'm ready. I got the number.
Okay. What's the name on the card?
It's Patrick B. Clark, and it also says Pat the Painter on it.
Pat the Painter on it too? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me do this. What's the billing address for it?
Could be P.O. Box 6, Egg Harbor City.
P.O. Box 6?
New Jersey. Yeah.
And then you said, what city?
Egg Harbor City.
Egg Harbor?
Yep.
Egg Harbor City.
Two words, the zip code? 08215.
08215. Okay. Just go here. All right. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express,
Visa.
Or Discover? All right.
Visa, yeah.
And the card number when you're ready?
4847-3816-0891.
Expiration month and year?
0126.
01 of 26, okay. And the CVV code on the back?
007.
All right. So before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording, and it's going to outline your service agreement, but it is an added form of protection for you that we'll send in writing along with your invoice. Pat, when I'm walking you through it, if there's something that you don't understand, I do want you to stop me and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. It's because I actually want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. And it'll go over like the billing date. It's going to go over the amount. It's also going to state, okay, like I said, we just ask you to stick it out 2 months. Okay. We call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but you are paying monthly. I'm also going to state in there that if you need to cancel it or pause it, just please make sure you call 3 business days before your billing is due. And this is why I ask you to always save our number under your contact. Okay?
Okay. And you said you texted that to me.
Yes. Do you want to check your phone real quick to make sure you got both text messages? Why don't you check that real quick? Okay? Because I want to make sure you got both of those.
Nadine Medina.
That's my number.
Welcome.
Yep. And now after that, you should also have the one that says our client support number, 877-635-6225. Yes. So that number, that's the one that I want you to save in your contacts, because if you have updates, changes, questions, or concerns, that's the number that you need to call and just follow the prompts. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to save it right now in your contacts, and I'll walk you through it? Yeah, do that now, because I prefer that. So
me too.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'd rather do it now.
Exactly, because I don't want it to slip your mind.
So
you're going to save it under local?
Wait.
Okay.
It's 877-635-6225?
Yes, correct. That's the number. And let me know when you're ready, and I'm going to tell you what to save it under. So this way you always have our phone number.
Okay, what do I save it?
You're going to save it under local, L-O-C-A-L.
Uh-huh.
Second word is splash. S, like Sam, P, L, S like Sam, H like Henry, like a splash of water. Local splash. Okay? Perfect. All right. So now
and
I'm going to
advertise, so I know what that is, local splash.
Yeah, yeah. You could put, like, in parentheses, Google advertising, so that way you know, okay, that's for the advertising.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Now, I'm going to go ahead and turn on the recording, okay, Pat? But remember, if you're not quite sure what that means, stop me, so this way I can review it with you and then rephrase it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
It just says Pat the Painter.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Pat Clark, owner, operator, and operator of business, I guess, or...
Thank you.
Or sole proprietor, or whatever you want to call it.
Whatever you want. Operator,
yeah.
Owner, whichever you prefer.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yep.
To get results as fast as possible, Pat, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, we know sometimes you're in the middle of a job and we're calling you with an update. You can't just pick up the phone. We just ask that you at least respond to us within 24 business hours, okay?
Got it.
Now, I also want you to be aware, and I'll be setting up a security question with you. I want you to be aware that you might get a company that's calling you to sell you, like, another type of online product, right? And they are not associated with us. We're not going to call you to ask you to spend more than the $299 a month. And right now, I'm going to set up a security question for you because let's say you get a call and you're not sure if it's us calling you, you're going to ask, what's my security question? When they hang up on you, you know for a fact it's not us calling. So always ask, what's my security question? Now, the options for your security question can either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. So what did you want for the security question?
What was it? My
mother's maiden name, city that you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Maiden name.
Okay, and what was your mom's maiden name before she got married?
Sutherland?
Okay. All right. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And this is just saying we're not telling you you can't do other online marketing just before you do. Just give us a heads up so that way we can make sure that we're not providing you that service. We just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Yeah.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is April 5th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $398. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, so all that means is that your second payment, Pat, will be charged on May 5th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $299. Now, once your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the fifth day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the number that I had you save in your contacts, 877-635-6225. And you just follow the prompts. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, we ask that you at least call 3 business days before your next billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. So you already know, if you need to pause it or cancel it, just make sure that you call 3 business days before the 5th, so you don't incur the charge on that date. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
I'm updating your package. I'm going to process a payment, and you're going to get a receipt sent both to your email and in a text message, and we'll go over that in a couple minutes. And then we're just going to go over a few notes for my technician so that they know where to start from, right? The obvious is painting, but is there anything else that you do that you want me to notate on here that you want to be found for aside from painting? And I mean, we know it's interior, exterior, but anything else? Do you do any type of drywall install, repairs? That, like, if someone was looking for that specifically, would you want to be found for that?
As of right now, it's just painting.
Okay.
I'm also trying to start to get into house flipping so I can do all that work myself. But
nice.
I don't want to,
you don't
want to
promote
do
that
have,
yet.
Like, yeah, not yet. I want to practice on my own house.
Okay.
First.
That'd be cool. And are you doing both residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
For painting, just residential.
Just residential for now. Okay. And then, let me see here. Okay. So I got your appointment today. Now, this is not a requirement. I just ask out of habit. Are you licensed and insured, or are you in the process?
Yes. I am. And for Angie's List, they were saying, oh, your license expired like a couple days ago. But
really?
I am trying. Yeah, I thought I paid for it and redid it recently. So I'm going to reach out to my accountant to see when my expiration date is on that. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, no worries. I just like to notate it, and I just ask out of habit. Now, Pat, on Facebook, right? You mentioned you have your personal Facebook. How do I find you? Is it just by Pat Clark, or are you under Patrick?
So I had a personal Facebook, and I deleted it, but I have one just for Facebook Marketplace. So I don't use it just except for that.
It's okay.
So
I'm going to tell you why I'm asking. I'm going to tell you why I'm asking, okay? So when we create the your business Facebook page, okay, we are going to create it through your personal page. No one at all is going to see your personal page, okay? It's only created that way so that you have access to it, all right? Because you're going to be the owner of your business Facebook page. So that's how all business Facebook pages are created. So that's what I was asking. Because no one will see your personal page. So you would have to have a personal one, though, if you are on Marketplace, that I know. So let me see. Do you know how to let me take a look. You'd be surprised how many Patrick Clarks come up.
Yeah.
where would you have yourself listed? Like, do you remember what your profile picture looks like, maybe?
It's my business logo. It's like the back of my t-shirt, and it says Pat the Painter. And there's like dice with the American flag in it.
Oh, I like that. Ooh, let me see if I can find it. How cool. So you have a logo?
Yes. It's on my van.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let me see. Yeah, that one's not yours. You said it has like dice. I'm going to keep looking for it to see if I find it. I also kind of searched for it by like Pat the Painter just to see if it comes up. Because, you know, sometimes if you look for it like that, it'll pull up whatever is in reference with that. Even though that you don't have the like business Facebook, right?
Right.
I'll keep looking. I'll ask one of the, I'll ask the rep too, the technician. He might be able to find it, or she, a lot quicker than me. So I'll let them know that you have the personal one. All right. And then, so I'm going to list that you have some pictures and that you do have a business logo. And then, do you want to keep it at the 50-mile radius for your Facebook ads?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, okay, so we're going to be listing your physical phone number, right, on Google and wherever we're promoting your business. Right. But you do have the option, okay, if you choose it, it doesn't cost you anything. We could put a tracking number, and it's a number that's linked to your phone. It comes with an app that you download from the App Store, and it allows you to track your calls, your messages. You could even block spam calls if a spam call came in. Do you prefer that it be your number listed there, or would you be interested in the tracking number? It's totally your preference.
Tracking number, what it tells you if it's spam or if it's a good call?
Yeah, so like I'll give you an example. Let's say the tracking number is 609-123-4567. Let's say that's the number that they see on Google, right, and where we're listing your business. But when they click and call that number, it's still ringing to your phone. Now, on your phone, you would have to download this app from the App Store. And on that app, you can see your calls. You can view your messages, right? And let's say a spam call came in. On that app, you can block it, right?
Okay,
so
yeah, cool.
It's... I don't know if you're interested in
that.
I'm
not wasting my time trying to
decipher
if the phone call is junk or a good call.
Yeah, and usually I'll tell you this too. And
so frustrating.
If later on you decide you don't want the tracking number, just let us know and we can remove it and put it back to your phone number. It also helps, I'll tell you, the tracking number to prevent a lot of spam calls because people are not – spam calls don't necessarily call tracking numbers. So I'll tell you that right now.
Okay, that's good.
Now, what is your method of contact when we're communicating with you? Do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text?
Yeah, all three is good.
And what are your hours of operation? Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
I pretty much 7 days a week.
Okay. Do you have a specific time?
Nah, it's cool whenever.
Okay. I'll just put 7 days a week. And then what forms of payments do you take, Pat? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, credit cards, Apple Pay?
Yeah, not everything, everything but like credit cards and Apple Pay. I can do
Zelle. I'm
going to
put cash, check. Do you do check or not so much?
Yeah.
Zelle and Cash App, you said?
Yep.
Venmo. What about Venmo? Okay.
Yep.
PayPal?
Yes.
You want me to note it?
Sure. I have it.
Okay. All right. Now, there's just two things that we need to go over, and then we'll be all done. I need you to take a look at either your emails or your text messages. There's two that I need you to find. One is going to say Google verification, action photos needed. The other one will say initial invoice. So whichever one you find first.
So 7 minutes ago, I got local splash advertising, to get to your Google business profile verified.
Yes, let's look at that one. So this is going to help us get you verified through Google faster. Okay, so Google's going to require the following listed items. Now, whichever ones you have, great. The ones that you don't have, don't worry about it. Okay, so send us a picture, and we have a URL there that you can upload them on. You're going to give us a picture of work tools and or work equipment. Send us a picture of your work vehicle or van that you use with the license plate showing. I think you mentioned it has your business logo on there too, right?
So you want me to take a picture and send it to this phone number,
URL? Do you see where it says when you're looking at it? That URL, if you click on it, you're going to upload the pictures there. It makes it easier for you, okay? So on this list, you're going to send tools and or work equipment photos, work vehicle picture with the license plate showing, send us a picture of your business license, your business insurance. If you hand out business cards, send us a photo of that, business registration, invoice, not with your client's information on there, obviously, right? Send a blank one. So basically, these pictures are what's going to help us get you verified through Google faster. So the list that we provide you, send us what you can. And the ones that you don't have, don't worry about it. Okay?
So I'm trying to sign in.
Okay.
At patclarkthepainter@icloud.com. It says, couldn't find your Google account.
Okay, I'll have the technician walk you through it because they probably have to fix something. But this is, I wanted you to see this because they're going to go over with you too. I wanted you to see this because this is where you're going to upload the pictures. So I'm going to have the tech look at it because it might be something on our end that we need to fix so that way you can start uploading the photos there. Okay, but I just kind of wanted to go over with you the list. Okay. Now, the other one that I need you to find will say initial invoice. It's your receipt. And it would have came either before or after the welcome one.
Let me go back to the text.
And it'll say, hello, Patrick. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below
this
email.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it goes on to say that your receipt is located below this email. And then please note that this will be a recurring charge based under the terms that we went over, right? That is every fifth of the month. And then do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Confirm signature.
Oh, you're already there. So just put Patrick space B space and then Clark. Don't put periods because it's real sensitive. Make sure that you click the two boxes underneath your phone number because one is certifying that you're the authorized holder and sign up the credit card. The other one is saying that you agree to receive text messages from us.
Text. Then I got my name on there. Confirm signature. Do you want me to do that?
Yes, please. And it should open up a page that says Local Splash, username and password. Okay, perfect. I wanted you to see this part. So we don't have your username or password yet because the technician's going to be creating that. So within 5 to 7 days, just be on the lookout that you're going to receive an email with this link, a username and a password. And this is where you're going to track your results with us, Pat. Okay? But I wanted you to see this part. Now, starting from today, remember, we're going to call you between 5 and 6 o'clock, and it'll be from that 877 number. So, again, just make sure you're answering all calls within that hour, and we'll send you the reminder an hour before, just in case if you forget. If I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I will be the one calling you to make the introduction. I'm going to make sure that I'm available, okay, so I can introduce you. Now, from today, I need you to be on the lookout that you're going to get that PIN code in the mail from Google. You're going to get it within 6 to 10 days, and that's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. 5 to 7 days, your business Facebook page is going to be created, and we're going to have you listed in the directories and send you your login credentials to start tracking your results with us. 7 to 14 days, Facebook ads are live and visible, as well as your website. Now, what we state in our terms and conditions, and this is what we sent to you in writing, the first page placement on Google, our promise is always going to be 30 to 45 days that you will have that first page placement. I have seen sometimes where it has happened sooner. So in the meantime, okay, we get everything else up and running so you can start generating those calls as quickly as possible. And we'll be sending you notifications as each step is being processed. Okay?
So, okay. My realtor has tried calling me like twice.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
On the phone. So
we're done.
Someone called me at 5 p.m. today, right? To move
yes,
forward.
Between. We're going to call you.
Else?
Nope, we're going to call you between 5 and 6. The only thing I wanted to say is welcome to our local Splash family. I'm super excited for you. And we'll talk to you between
okay.
5 and 6, okay? All right.
All right, great.
Talk to you later.
That's
bye-bye.
It. Yep, there. Yeah.